Do you think that the community could learn something from schools on how, if you practice safety protocols, they could actually be successful?
That's an interesting question, and I thought about that over the weekend. And I can go back to when I visited some school districts in Abosi's out in Genesee County a couple months ago. And you're in a school building all day with the controlled group, if you will. You know, you have the cohorts, you have the students in the building, you have all the protocols and procedures in place, everybody's trained. Yeah, I don't know if that's transferable out into the general community because people are milling about, they're going into stores, restaurants. I don't know how you can control that. That's a little bit out of my lane as far as, you know, could we learn from it, I guess, but I don't know if we can really template that and put it into the general community.
What are the biggest challenges that your schools are facing right now?
Oh, the biggest challenge is there. It's twofold from our perspective. One, it's the financial support that school districts are not getting from the state or the federal government. The schools have had basically three strikes against them on the funding side of the equation. As you know, it started with all the stops and starts with the federal stimulus negotiations. We've been almost to the end of this. Each time something occurs politically and it just doesn't help out school districts, because we need the federal stimulus funding, our counties need it, individuals need it, so we really need that to happen. In addition, you know, the governor and the Division of Budget has withheld 20% of state aid for the summer payments, which equates to about $300 million, and thankfully it's only withheld at this point. It's not a cut. So we hope we see that money getting distributed to school districts eventually. And then the third thing that happened was, as you know, when we had to pivot to distance learning and going remote in March, school districts were required to do several things. And a few of those items involved transportation for the school buses, using them to, as an example, feed the at-risk children. Now, we received notice about a month ago or so that they weren't going to pay reimburse for those costs. So we're very frustrated with that. I know the legislature is working on trying to get those unusual expenses reimbursed from the state. And if those three things happen, it went right, if you will, at the right level of amount of money that our school districts need. But that, you know, that didn't really go well there for us. And then the other thing is naturally the digital divide, or the education gap, if you will. There's broadband issues throughout the state. There's device issues throughout the state. 27% of our students in this state do not have the proper devices so they can learn remotely. And then 21% of our students don't have the right broadband support infrastructure in order to get the internet connectivity they need to make it an adequate learning experience. So that's a lot of students out there that are falling behind. This digital divide has widened during the pandemic. It's unfortunate. We need to address that.